in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Name. Father, our hearts and minds are open to receive your word. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We acknowledge and recognize your presence. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. I say clap your hands, oh you people. You are not clapping. Clap your... Are you hungry? Are you hungry for physical food or spiritual food? Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated. Welcome in God's presence. Let's come to the middle row. Please, let there be no empty seat in front of you. All of you at the back, fill the empty seats in front. Hallelujah. Praise God. The person and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Today we'll be looking at part 3. Hallelujah. How many of you have been enjoying this teaching series? If you've been enjoying the series, you've been blessed. Let me see your hands up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John chapter 14. Towards the end of Jesus' ministry, he began to show the disciples the secret of his successful ministry, and he attributed it to the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 25, Jesus says, 26, but the Comforter, John 14:26. You see, Jesus started introducing the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit to his disciples because this was a secret. This was the ultimate secret of his successful ministry when he was on earth. His messianic mission was a huge success because of his partnership with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He shall teach you all things. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher. Experience is not the best teacher. Experience is not the best teacher. The Holy Ghost is what? The best teacher. He says, he will teach you all things. He will teach you all things. Everything. Everything about life. Everything about ministry, everything about even your academics, your career, your job, your business, politics, leadership, governance. It will teach you all things, including things that you don't know about people. It will teach you all things about human beings. Am I communicating? It will teach you all things. All things. And he will bring all things to your remembrance. The Holy Ghost can remind you of things. That's why we say the Holy Ghost is a person. It's not a force. It's not it. That's why you attribute personal pronoun to him. Him. Is. Not it. It's not a thing. It's a person. Can a thing teach you? Can a thing remind you? You know, sometimes you hear some people, some Christians, that don't know the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit. They are not acquainted with him yet. They will say, something told me. Something told me to pray about this matter. Something told me to do this. Something told me to call this person. Now, we will pardon you because you don't know the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's not something. It's somebody told you. Somebody led you. Somebody directed you. Somebody guided you. Somebody gave you that idea. It's not something. It's a person. His name is called the Holy Spirit. He can give you breakthrough ideas. Divine ideas, inspired ideas, concept and insight, innovative ideas, creative ideas. It can guide you, it can lead you, it can drop a thought in your heart. It can tell you things. Am I communicating? His name is called the Holy Spirit. He said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Okay? He will teach you God's word. I've told you that the Holy Spirit is the real author of the word. Nobody interprets the Bible better than him. It will cause you to understand the Bible. It will interpret it perfectly. Glory to God. He will teach you God's word. He will unveil the word to you. He will bring you the revelation of God's word. He will unravel mysteries and secrets concerning the kingdom to you. Say, he will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. Have you been there before that the Holy Spirit reminded you of the words of Jesus, of God's word? Have you been reminded God's word before? Who do you think reminded you? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the one that quickens the scriptures. They come alive and then you just remember the word. Am I communicating? It's the one that reminds you God's word. It quickens, it causes God's word to come alive to you. Hallelujah. Say, we bring all things to your remembrance which I have spoken to you. Then look at John 15 verse 20. Let's take it there. It says John 15:26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, is the Spirit of truth, and the word of God is truth. The Greek word for truth means reality. So the Holy Spirit is a Spirit of truth. It's not the Spirit of error. He guides you into all truth. He interprets the truth to you. He always points you to the truth of God's word. Am I communicating? He's the Spirit of the word. Because John 17:17, Jesus says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So when he says he's the Spirit of truth, you can also say he's the Spirit of the word, because he's the author of the word, because he was the one that inspired the word. All scripture was God-breathed. All scripture was given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? So anytime the Holy Spirit speaks or guides you, it's always in line with the word of God. It never contradicts the word. It never negates the word. Am I communicating? His speakings are in line with God's word. His speakings are in line with scriptures. His leadings are in line with scripture. When he shows you visions, revelation, dreams, encounters, they are always in line with the truth of God's word. He never contradicts himself. Am I communicating? It says, even the spirit of truth which proceed from the Father. I told you, God the Father does not leave the throne. I use the illustration of to explain Trinity in the physical. I use water that can exist in three states, right? As water can exist as solid in form of ice. Water can exist as in liquid form, the one we drink. Water can exist as steam. Okay? The temperature of boiling water is 100 degrees. Once it reaches that, it vaporizes into steam. That's the gaseous form. Now, I want you to see God the Father as the solid form of water. Ice. Solid, right? Why is it solid? We use that because God the Father is always solid on the throne. He does not leave the throne. I've told you before. He doesn't leave the throne. Okay? He rules and reigns from there. See, the water, the liquid form as God the Son. Jesus said, I'm the water of life, right? Then see the Holy Ghost as the steam form, the gaseous form. The one that runs things, power things. Am I communicating? But it's the same water, H2O, existing in three states. Solid, liquid, and gaseous forms. So, the Father doesn't leave the throne, but anytime God the Father wants to do anything, anywhere, he does by his Spirit. He sends the Holy Spirit. You see, that's why the Bible describes it as the Spirit that proceeds from the Father. And Jesus said, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit always testifies about Jesus. He always points to Jesus. He points to Jesus. He testifies about Jesus. He glorifies Jesus. Am I communicating? And chapter 16, verse 13. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He's your sure guide as you study the Bible. He's your sure guide as you journey through life. He will guide you into all truth. He will guide you as you navigate the waters of the world, so that you don't end up in heresy, so that you don't end up in error. Is your surest protection and insurance against heresy and errors. Am I communicating? Always invite him. When you study and read the word, invite him to open your understanding, to interpret it correctly. He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So he speaks the will and mind of God the Father to you. Okay? Whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. He's a spirit of revelation. He's the one that gives visions, encounters. Am I communicating? As you fellowship with him through his word, in prayers, in worship, as you love him, as you become intimate with him, as you build intimacy, he begins to guide you, he begins to teach you, he begins to show you things to come. He reveals and unveils the future to you, so that you will not be a victim of fear of the future, fear of the unknown. What is the cure for fear of the unknown? The Holy Spirit. He will show you things to come. So you will not be afraid or anxious or worried about tomorrow. Because the one who knows tomorrow, he lives in you and he is revealing it to you. Am I communicating? So it kills every fear of the unknown. You know, there is this assurance of a successful, glorious destiny. I know my future is bright. I'm not afraid. It's because of the Holy Spirit. It shows you things to come concerning God's will, God's plan, God's purposes for your life. You don't need to visit any native doctor or one soothsayer or one bedded gang prophet, you know, to divine the future for you. Not when you have the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? You know, there are believers that are always running from prophet to prophet to help them see their future. That same Holy Spirit that is helping the prophet to see the future, the good news is that that Holy Spirit, he lives in you. If you ask him, he will show you. Am I communicating? So, you know, you don't need to be running from pillar to post in search of prophets. He will show you things to come. Fellowship with him. If you ask him, he will show you. Am I communicating? He will show you. For instance, now I woke up with a dream that the Holy Spirit showed me something. You understand? He showed me something. Yeah, he said, you want me to tell you? I will not tell you. If you ask him, he will show you things. Am I communicating? He will show you things. Praise God. Concerning God's will for your life, concerning his plans and purposes and programs, concerning the ministry, concerning the city of Jos, when you start interceding for Jos, interceding for Nigeria, he will start showing you some things concerning his will, his plans, his purposes, and then even the one that Satan is planning, the evil works of darkness planned against the city, against Nigeria, he will show you everything so that you can stop it. Am I communicating? It's a showing spirit. I say it's a showing spirit. It's a teaching spirit. It's a guiding spirit. You know, you are fully covered now. It can even give you expo in exam. Have you ever been given expo by the Holy Spirit before? Let me see your hand. Me, he has given me expo before. When I was a student, I remember medical school. Yeah? He can give you expo. Sometimes he can give you, you just sometimes you may not see all the question paper. You may just see just the last part like that. He will just flash the thing. He's not showing you everything so that you will not be lazy. He wants you to read. He will just show you maybe the last three questions. Hallelujah. There was a time we were preparing for a medical exam. I think it was it pediatrics, O&G, or was it pathology, pharmacology? I can't remember which one now. And I was preparing, and the Holy Ghost showed me small expo. He showed me small expo concerning some questions that were coming out, like two questions. So, those in our discussion group, I told them that this question and this question is coming out. Those that took me serious, they were happy after the exam. Those that thought I was joking, say, if I had known, I would have listened when you said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love the Holy Spirit. I told you, it's God's greatest gift to us. It's the most important person that you must know. He's the governor of the kingdom. It's God's greatest blessing. And he desires fellowship. You know, let me say some things about the communion of the Holy Spirit. Now, tomorrow, don't miss tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are not meeting in the evening. We are meeting in the morning by 9 a.m., right? I'm going to have enough time so that I can wrap up this teaching. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, this teaching series is what? The person and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow I'll be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in details. He has a ministry in us, and he has a ministry through us to the church and to the world. Did you hear what I just said? The Holy Spirit has been sent to fulfill his ministry in us, then to fulfill his ministry through us to the church, and through us to the world of humanity. You will find out tomorrow. And then I will now show you how you can partner with him to fulfill his ministry in us, and how you can partner with him to fulfill his ministry through us to the church and to the world. And then if we have more time tomorrow, I will enter into the gift of the Spirit, those 9 gifts: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and how to operate in them. Am I communicating? Gift of healings, workings of miracles, gift of faith. Am I communicating? In 1 Corinthians 12, those 9 gifts of the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost that manifests those gifts as he wills. Okay? When we have... We'll have time tomorrow. So today, let me just teach you this. The communion of the Holy Spirit. It will bless you. A lot of you, you don't know how to commune with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The what? The communion of the Holy Spirit. Very important. In fact, this is the most important thing you must do every day. This is the most important thing you must do every day. This is the most important thing when you wake up in the morning every day, before you do everything else, before you do anything else. The communion of the Spirit must be number one. It must be your prime priority, your prime passion, your prime pursuit in life. Am I communicating? Without this, you can't fulfill your divine purpose and destiny. In fact, your day cannot be successful. Your day will be full of up and down, up and down. Vexation of spirit. Things will just be going haywire. Have you had such kind of days? It's as if it's an off day for you. It gets as it be. If you check those days, you will realize you neglected communion with the Holy Spirit. That is where we tame life from. Am I communicating? Tell your neighbor, learn to commune with the Holy Spirit. Learn to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Every day. 24/7. I told you people that I communicate with the Holy Spirit more than any human being on the planet. I talk to him a lot. Because I understand that he's a person. And he can be related with, he can be fellowship with, and he desires fellowship with us. Why do you think God created man? It's for fellowship. God can't fellowship with the angels the way he fellowships with man. God can't fellowship with animals. That was why he said, let us make man in our image. Remember, he had angels in heaven, but there's this level of fellowship. Because angels are not created in the image and likeness of God. Hope you know that it's only man that is created in the image and likeness of God. Why did God create man in his image and likeness? For fellowship. For communion. God desires fellowship. The Holy Spirit desires fellowship with us 24/7. Every day. Sometimes he watches us, how we struggle. We struggle about so many things in life. We neglect him. We don't ask for his help. We don't partner with him. And then we are trying to face all the challenges in our own power. And sometimes he looks at us and he shakes his head. Why are you struggling for nothing? I have been sent to help you, but you have refused to partner with me. Don't do life. Tell your neighbor, don't do life alone. Life is sweeter when you do it with, in partnership with the Holy Spirit. I say life is sweeter when you do it in partnership with what? The Holy Spirit. Sometimes you are looking for something. Have you been there? Maybe a document or something, or pen or something, you know, or money. You kept money somewhere, or something you kept. You are not looking for it. You are searching everywhere. You have even almost turned the whole room upside down. I heard you can't find it. And then the Holy Spirit will whisper, but you've not asked me to help you. Why don't you involve him? You know, most of the time we think of God last. No, think of him first. It has happened to me before. After stressing myself up and down, I will just stand. I will say, Holy Spirit, please help me. Where is this thing? Where did I keep it? Please remind me. Help me. Lead me. And do you know, it won't be up to 5 minutes. I will locate that thing. Because I asked for his help. But I've spent more than 1 hour or 30 minutes plus looking for it, trying to use my brain. I couldn't get it. Don't do life alone. I say, don't do life alone. Involve him. Everything. I knew a lady when I was in 100 level, 200 level. This lady was so fervent, on fire for God. We were attending the same church then in Abuja Hostel. There was one church there, up gallery. Attended for like one or two sessions. She was a member of that church. This lady was so intimate with the Holy Spirit. I used to be surprised and marvel at the level of her intimacy with the Holy Spirit, to the point that I started desiring that kind of intimacy when I was in 100 level. She would tell me that this morning, that when she wanted to dress up, she wanted to wear this clothes, but she asked the Holy Spirit, is this okay? The Holy Spirit said no. He said, change it to that one. That's the level of intimacy. She was that close. And then she will be telling us later. Sometimes I wonder, ladies that dress anyhow, all this indecent dressing, show me front, show me back, do they know the Holy Spirit at all? I doubt it. Christians, oh. You know, there are some clothes you wear that the Holy Spirit will tell you, this is not okay. Guys, if you are listening, some of them know they hear. Say, I want to slay mama, slay queen. I show them, kill them. Kashesu. You want everybody to be. See, the truth is that if you know the Holy Spirit, bah, there are things you will not do. There is a way you dress that even the Holy Spirit will tell you, this dressing is not decent. It's not decent. Am I communicating? He will tell you to change to a decent one. Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Three important things, and you see the link. It started with the grace, and then he related it to Jesus Christ. He linked grace to Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the second important thing there is the love of God. He linked it to God the Father. Love was linked to God the Father. Then he says the third thing is the communion of the Holy Spirit. Can you see that the Trinity is mentioned in this verse again, right? This is another verse You know, yesterday we looked at two verses that contain the Trinity, right? This is another one that has the three of them. The grace of our Lord Jesus. So grace is connected to Jesus. Then the love of God, God the Father. Love is linked to the Father. Then the communion of the Holy Spirit. And the three are connected. I will show you how. The Bible said the law was given how? By Moses. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So the coming of Christ introduced the dispensation of grace. Because of his finished works, because of his sacrifice, grace has been made available to us. Can you shout amen? All the blessings and benefits of Christ's substitutionary sacrifice, everything he has paid for with his blood, all our blood-bought inheritance, they are all provisions of grace. Then he said, the love of God, the love of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So can you see that? It was the love of God that made God the Father to send Jesus for our redemption, our salvation. So it was love that gave birth to grace. You didn't hear me. The love of God is the mother of grace. Why did God lavishly bestow grace upon us? Because he loved us. Because of his love. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says God is love. We love him because he first loved us. Agape love, unconditional love, self-sacrificing love. So the reason for grace is the love of the Father. I said the reason for grace is the love of the Father. So it was love that moved Papa God to send Jesus to make grace available to us. Then the third thing, he said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. And then the third thing he mentioned is a communion. Aha! This third one is a secret to enjoying number one and number two. Are you seeing how they are connected? The love of God, the grace of God, you access both of them. How? Through communion with the Holy Spirit. You see why communion with the Holy Spirit is so important? It is a communion of the Holy Spirit that brings you into that vital experience of the grace of God. It is the communion of the Holy Spirit that brings you into the vital experience of the love of the Father. Am I communicating? I don't know about you, but every time I commune with the Holy Spirit, the love of God wells up in my heart. And because of that love, you know, Romans 5:5, it said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And when does the Holy Ghost shed abroad that love? During communion, during fellowship, as you commune with God in prayer, as you commune with God in praise, in worship, as you commune with God through his word, the Holy Ghost begins to shed the love of God in your heart. You see yourself loving God more. Sometimes say you see yourself crying and weeping. Am I communicating? And because you love God, your love for God increase, your love for human beings too will increase. You will love people more. You won't easily get offended, no matter what they do you. But those times that you are not in fellowship with the Holy Spirit the way you ought, you will notice that you easily get angry. Have you been there? You will notice that small thing somebody did has annoyed you. Your love level is low. Why? Because you are not communing with the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing something? So it is a communion of the Holy Spirit. That's the secret of love and grace. Am I communicating? If you want to grow in grace, you want to grow in God's love, then spend quality time in communion with the Holy Spirit. Now, That word communion, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, in that 2 Corinthians 13:14, the communion is from the Greek word koinonia. Now, this word koinonia is a very special word because, see, the Greek word koinonia, it describes the most intimate kind of relationship between two parties, as in the deepest form of fellowship. Am I communicating? The deepest and most intimate kind of fellowship is what this koinonia represents. Hallelujah. And there are like 12, please write them down, 12 synonyms for that word. 12 synonym, 12 meaning of that word koinonia. The first one is communion, what you saw there, communion. The second meaning is sharing together, sharing together. The third meaning is participation, participation. Number four, koinonia means fellowship. Fellowship. Number five, koinonia means intimacy. Intimacy. Number six, koinonia means intercourse. 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 Number what? Seven, koinonia means friendship. Friendship. The friendship of the Spirit. Is there a better friend than the Holy Ghost? Is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Friendship. Number what now? Number what? Eight. Koinonia means comradeship. Comradeship. From the word comrade. Comradeship. Number nine. Koinonia means partnership. 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 You learn to partner with the Holy Spirit to do big things, to fulfill destiny, to advance the kingdom, to win souls. Partnership. Number what now? Number 10, it means communication. 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 11, koinonia means distribution. The distributions of the Spirit. Distribution. Number what now? 12, it means contribution. 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 I've given you how many synonyms of that word koinonia? 12. This one, no de Google. Hallelujah. The koinonia, the fellowship, the communion, intimacy. Now, take note of the following. Things to note about building or developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Things to note about building or developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Number one, intimacy with the Holy Spirit requires privacy. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit requires what? Privacy. Okay? Intercourse happens in private, not in public spaces. In private. Okay? It requires privacy. So you have to shut off the world. Get into your closet. It requires privacy. Okay? You develop intimacy in privacy. Number two, intimacy with the Holy Spirit requires the investment of quality time and attention. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit requires what? Requires the investment of quality time and what? Attention. Quality time and attention. Give him your time. If you really want to know the Holy Spirit, then spend time with him. Give him your time and your attention. I say give him your time and your attention. Prioritize time with him every day above everything else. Prioritize time with him. Spend more time with him. than you do with any other person. Am I communicating? Give him your time and attention. You get to know people by spending time with them, right? The more you spend time with somebody, you give them your time, your attention, the more you tend to know them. True of us. So that's why I made that statement. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit requires the investment of quality time and attention. No, it's one thing to give somebody your time. It's another thing to give the person your attention. Eh? The two are not the same. I mean, no, be so tell me, boss. You know, sometimes you can be talking with somebody and you are on your phone doing something else. Say, hey, Adeyo, what are you doing? You are giving the person your time, but you are not giving the person your attention. And that's the problem with some of us. We say we are spending time praying or spending time reading Bible, but your attention is not there. It's not just your time, your attention, 100% concentration, undivided attention. Am I communicating? Focus. Focus on Him. Focus on God. Focus on His Word. Focus on the things of God. Give Him your attention. I've told you, the best way to begin every day, the moment you wake up, the number one person that should come to your mind is the Holy Spirit. Not anybody else, not your phone, not what is happening in the world, not NTA News, not BBC, not CNN. The number one thing your heart should go after is the Holy Spirit. Then spend time with Him. Prioritize time with Him. Then the last thing concerning building or developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit I'll give you is, intimacy with the Holy Spirit requires your affection. Your affection. I mentioned earlier that it requires privacy. It requires the rich investment of your time and attention. Then the third one is, it requires your affection. Affection has to do with your heart. My son, give me your heart. God wants your heart even before your time. God wants your heart even before your attention. God wants your heart before your money or any other thing you can give Him. He wants your heart. My son, give me your heart. Your desire should be towards Him. Your affection, your love. You set your love upon Him. He wants you to love Him. You know, there is no question about God's love for us. But God wants us to reciprocate that love. You know, the Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. God has already proved His love for us by sending Jesus to come and die. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. He wants you to love Him back. He wants your love. Some of us, we love football more than we love the Holy Spirit. We love movies more than we love the Holy Spirit. We love shawarma. We love food more than we love Him. Am I communicating? We love to gist with our friends more than we love to spend time with Him. He wants your affection, your heart. My one desire, rise to your feet, is that you be praised. You know that song? Is that you be praised. Is that you be praised. You are my one desire. Is that you be praised. He wants your affection. Is that you. You see, most of the time, when you worship Him from the depth of your heart, when you express your love towards Him, He manifests His presence. Are you getting me? It's like two lovers. He wants a deep love relationship with you. Catherine Kuhlman understood this thing I'm saying. She will tell you that the Holy Spirit is more real than even human beings that you see with your eyes. She will tell you that don't grieve Him, He's all I've got. Am I communicating? That was a woman that was madly in love with the Holy Spirit. No wonder she carried that dimension of his presence that was responsible for our supernatural healing ministry that we read about today. She so loved the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's the only one that cannot break your heart. Human beings can break your heart to pieces. Oh, the only person that I can guarantee you that will never break your heart when you give him your love is the Holy Spirit. Human beings can fail you. A guy can promise you heaven and earth as a lady and tell you that you are my everything. In fact, without you, I will jump into lagoon. Then tomorrow you see him with another lady. Liars everywhere. In fact, before you give your heart to anybody, make sure the person knows the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? Or else, to avoid stories that touch, give him your heart, give him your love, be affectionately desirous of him, love him wholeheartedly, make him the number one love of your life. Did you hear this one? Ladies, did you hear this one? Guys, did you hear this one? Make the Holy Spirit the number one love of your life. Your life, your heart is safe in his hand. Let intimacy with the Holy Spirit become your prime passion, priority, and pursuit in life. Shikenan, I have spoken my own. Tomorrow we see. To round up this teaching, am I communicating? Have you been blessed? Now I want you to just lift up your hands. I just want you to practicalize. Now there are three major ways we fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Maybe I will throw more light on it tomorrow. Number one is through his word. You spend quality time in reading, studying, and meditating on God's word. And of course, you must do the word, live by it. The word of God is God's love letter to you. See the word of God written by the Holy Spirit as the love letter. How many of you, it's not like it is Indomie Gen Z generation. Those that live those days that there were no phones, that they write love letters those days. Now, to be sincere, if you ever receive a love letter, did you read it only once? You don't read love letter once. You keep reading it. You will read it, you will be smiling. Oh, you understand? Now, that love letter, the Holy Ghost, your lover, has written you a letter too. And what is his own love letter? His word. But many of you are not reading his love letter. Am I communicating? The second way you fellowship with him is through prayers. Spend quality time in prayers. The third way is through praise and worship. Learn to worship him. The Holy Spirit loves worship so much. Praise and worship. Most of the times when I start worshiping God, my God, especially when you worship from the depth of your heart and you express your love, your affection towards him, you set your love on him, my God, before you know, his presence fills the whole place. His presence comes. He manifests his presence. He manifests his presence. Am I communicating? I'm teaching you practical things now. He manifests his presence. I have to go for Avalanche of Good News broadcast. Just lift up your hands. Sing that song. My one desire. Oh yeah, sing it to him. We pray. From the depth of your heart, sing it to him. Pray. You be praised. My one desire.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Adlon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.